David Lloyd Radio Moment. Radio is great in a crisis, isn't it? And this week in 87...
In the Kent and South East London area, the line still closed between Deal and Dover Priory. There's a substitute bus service running there. The service from Thanet via Ashford is...
The 8 o'clock news, this is Douglas Cameron.
Torrential rain has brought floods to Wales and Cumbria as the south struggles to work.
I drove in, and when we got to LBC, all the generators had gone. We couldn't broadcast. And finally, we rigged the radio car up, and all the politicians and the great and the mighty who were booked to appear crammed into this little radio car. You know the feeling you get when you sort of hunch yourself in there.
LBC's Douglas Cameron recording this week, 27 years ago. Sometimes radio makes its own stories. This week, 4 years ago, Chris Evans hit the headlines again as he suggested that Chris Moyles was too old for Radio 1 Breakfast.
I think that he's way out of the demographic already of the listenership.
He's out of the target listenership. I'm not sure he's actually out of the listenership.
Well, I remember when I was listening to Radio 1, I could never believe how old the breakfast DJ was compared to me. And I thought, this guy's too old to be my breakfast DJ. And they were about 28, 29 then.
Yeah.
But I also think he's got to leave sometime. So you've got to leave whilst there's some heat around.
Chris Evans speaking to Richard Bacon. Chris began his own breakfast show on Virgin this week, 17 years ago.
The other great thing about working here is that there's a beautiful window here.
Yeah, yeah, the studio.
You can actually see that it's a beautiful day over London town. If you're listening in London, it's 105.8 FM. It's all crystal clear. Another great reason to move to London so you can hear us even in...
And I think it's really important. I think it's a bit unfortunate that we're deprived of being able to reach... bigger audiences because of the quality of our signals and the type of signals we have, and I think it's the last bastion of monopolisation.
It's 18 years now since Alan Freeman won an award for his outstanding contribution to the British music industry. The presentation happened at a glitzy trust dinner, and Tony Blackburn was there as he reflected on air the following day.
The place was absolutely packed. It was a night of nights to honour one of the nicest men I've ever known. I've never heard anybody say anything against him. I've never heard him say anything against anybody else. That's the lovable thing about him. He's just Mr. Genuine, Mr. Lovable. And he was honoured last night at the music industry...
A fitting tribute to Fluff this week in 96. Chris Moyles...
I just have a feeling that he could be a bit of a wildcat.
And Paul McKenna...
Wow, now there is real talent.
...were two of the alumni from this station, which launched this week in 81.
The Beach Boys and I Can Hear Music, the first record ever played right here on Children Radio. Good morning, it's 7 minutes past six. I'm Paul Holmes.
And welcome. I'm Tony Newman. Good morning.
And there is a good morning. You didn't get lost this morning?
No, I didn't, actually.
The early days of Chiltern Radio from an old school in Dunstable 33 years ago. It's now Heart. Another station which is now Heart launched this week 28 years ago.
The chairman of Ocean Sound is Philip Pollock.
Good morning. For the very first time, this is Ocean Sound. From this moment on, today and every day, Ocean Sound is your radio station. We want to broadcast the best in entertainment, music to brighten dark winter mornings and to relax you at the close of day.
Ocean Sound, launching this week on the South Coast in 86. It took over from the fallen Radio Victory franchise in Portsmouth. Drama and tragedy this week in 1940, a broadcasting house. A bomb crashed through a window on the seventh floor and came to rest two floors down in the music library. Seven people were killed.
The studio where I sat was well below ground, and the only damage it suffered was the dislodgement of some plaster and a quantity of soot which temporarily obscured my script. I've frequently been accused of having made some audible comment at the time, the nature of which has varied in the reporting from the blasphemous to the obscene. I didn't. The voice which was heard was that of the duty officer in the corridor outside, who just said, "It's all right."
Bruce Belfridge reflecting on this week 74 years ago. Isn't it good to know that Capital is 41 this week?
Isn't it good to know?
Capital's first voice on air, of course, in those heady early days of commercial radio, was the much-loved Richard Attenborough.
I always remember getting on the air. We nearly didn't get on the air. I mean, the studios were being... The wiring was being finished through the night before we opened on that October morning at 5 a.m. And people were sleeping in camp beds and had been for some weeks. The studios weren't completed at all. We opened marvellously, very successfully, but then we hit the three-day week and the miners' strike and so on, and obviously the economic situation in the country was very bad, and nobody wanted to spend money on advertising. And for quite a long time, not only did we not achieve the sort of listening figures that we required, but we just didn't earn the money. And although one can say it now, one couldn't at the time, there were some weeks when, in fact, the viability of the whole operation was in question. We might have had to close down. We almost couldn't make ends meet.
Happy birthday, Capital, and farewell, Dick. The Smooth Network is now UK-wide, but this week, 13 years ago, its origins began as the first Saga station launched.
This is David Hamilton, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to a brand new station for the West Midlands, Saga 105.7 FM. We'll be playing melodic popular records from the 40s to the present day, and if that's your kind of music, then I'm sure this will be the
station. David Hamilton on Saga 105.7, the first Saga station, later to be rebranded Smooth. Radio brand licensing is now fairly common, but an early example began this week 20 years ago when KISS 102 took to the air.
KISS 102 means more music per minute than anywhere else. A Phil Collins free zone.
The KISS name was licensed to that Manchester station by EMAP. It later became Galaxy and now Capital. This week, 54 years ago, the Pi Company entered the campaign for commercial radio. It suggested 160 stations and even mocked up what they might sound like. I'd love to hear those tapes. Meanwhile, this week, 46 years ago, BBC local radio was a little further ahead. Experimental stations were on the air and Frank Gillard was pausing to reflect.
By this time next year, we shall be engaged in the business of evaluating for the Postmaster General the success that the stations have had in the period of their operation as experiments. And it's on the strength of the assessment that will be made next year that decisions will be taken whether to go ahead with a great expansion of local radio or whether to curtail the operation, perhaps even to cancel what's happened so far.
Frank Gillard. So with BRMB going 24 hours 38 years ago...
BRMB 24-hour news for the Midlands.
Wiltshire Radio launching 22 years ago...
Good morning to you and welcome to Wiltshire Radio WR on day one, and it's great to have the pleasure of your company.
Radio Tay on air 34 years ago...
It's the wish of all of us involved in Radio Tay that you will feel that Radio Tay is where it's at.
And a song banned from radio airplay reaching number one 45 years ago... Those are this week's Radio.